Everybody, we are now on to another of New Milton Evangelical Free Church's Thoughts for the Day, and we continue our series in the letter of Paul to Titus. But before we read the first couple of verses in chapter 2, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. It is a privilege always to come into your presence, because we dare not come unless we are clothed in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus. We have put our faith in him, and you have cleansed us and made us fit for your presence. And so now we pray you would speak by your Holy Spirit through your word, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. And so to the reading. Very short, verses 1 and 2 of chapter 2 of Titus. You, however, must teach what is appropriate to sound doctrine. Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in love, and in endurance. To put this passage in context, these verses begin a new section of teaching that concludes with verse 8. Obviously, those verses will be dealt with in the next few mornings, but there's also a postscript for slaves in verses 9 and 10. So when we look at verse 1, this is an personal instruction to Titus from Paul, and it's not optional. You, however, must teach what is appropriate to sound doctrine. Titus, in contrast to the false teachers that Paul has just been strongly condemning in the last part of chapter 1, Titus must be a trustworthy teacher who only concentrates on sound or healthy doctrine. Not only did Titus have authority to appoint elders, so he had authority to teach. This authority, he came as Paul's representative. We might call him an apostolic delegate, because Paul was an apostle. So he was sent as a messenger to Crete under Paul's authority, and all the believers there would understand that although Paul couldn't be with them, nevertheless, Titus was simply teaching what Paul would have taught if he had been there. And so, for us today, pastors and other Bible teachers must be really trustworthy. They must rightly handle God's word. They should correctly handle God's word, which is the word of truth. And in fact, for us in our church, that should be true of anyone we invite into our pulpit to preach. They also must teach God's word trustworthily. And then from verse 2, he divides the congregation into four main groups. Perhaps a bit unusually, he splits them into four by gender and by age. Older men, older women, younger men, younger women. And he, in this verse 2, he is just dealing with the first group, older men. Interestingly, Paul does not say just where the dividing line is to be between those who are older and younger. But these are broad groups, and in Titus is obviously one of the younger men, from what Paul says about younger men, and Paul and Titus has to be an example to them. Not was his teaching important, so was his life and lifestyle. For us today in our church, it could be a bit tricky to decide where the dividing lines come between older and younger. Although Paul here in this verse, verse 2, he uses a similar word to that used earlier for elders as leaders, he doesn't mean that all the older men are to be elders in that sense. Otherwise, as is, you know, the saying, all chiefs are no Injuns, and that would be the case. No, they're older in the sense of being of mature years, and that would obviously often be the case of elders who are appointed as leaders. One Bible scholar, incidentally, speaks of the word Paul uses of these older men here. He calls them the graybeards. So Titus, what is he to teach? He is to teach that these older men would have their conduct matching their character. So let's just quickly look at what he means by that. Back in chapter 1, Paul has spoken of the Cretans being always liars, evil brutes, and lazy gluttons. And that wasn't just Paul's words. He's quoting one of their philosophers, Cretan philosophers. And so these older men, Christians, believers, by contrast, are to be temperate. The word means sober or serious. They are also to be worthy of respect. They are to be dignified, serious. And they're to be self-controlled, to be sensible. So that is their conduct. But where does that conduct come from? It comes from their character, their Christian character. And the Christian character is what Paul then lists, these three things. I mean, obviously, this is just a short summary, but they're fundamentals. Older men are to be sound in their faith, that's their faith in Christ. They're to be sound in love, true Christian love, and they are to be sound in endurance. We might say today they might obviously be those who show stickability through all the ups and downs of life. And where those qualities come from that make their character, of course, they can only come from God, because he is the author of such things by means of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so there we are. Just think of all these things for all of us. In conclusion, whatever our age or gender, we are to be model believers. And to that end, we need trustworthy teachers who will help us by their sound teaching to produce conduct to match our character. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you set out in your word clear instructions for us. We pray your Holy Spirit will follow these, and as we follow them and live them, we know that we shall more nearly model the life, the conduct of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.